The next screenshot deals with planning in a little bit more detail. And this screenshot does a number of things. When you put this screenshot side by side with the checklist, you'll see that this screenshot deals with each stage in reasonable detail. So what I've tried to do here is to define what I think the key word, the key discriminator in the question is, and it's this notion of what makes a text controversial. Now, I've decided that in relation to Murdable, the thing that makes Murdable controversial is the ways in which masculinity has been constructed. It's constructed in a provocative, direct and confronting way. And I'd need to make notions of hegemonic masculinity and hypermasculinity. These are the parameters of my argument. When you take this back to the assessment criteria, again, this addresses all components of the question, and I need to make sure in my planning that I'm doing precisely that. It also really addresses the notion of critical literacy, in other words, the text analysis. Now, in order to score high in this part of the assessment criteria, I need to be clear that A, I've addressed all aspects of the question, and that I've got my evidence base sorted out, and in other words, my evidence base supports my argument and addresses all aspects of the question, and that the evidence that I've got actually demonstrates some degree of insight into the text. So what I've looked at here in my planning is I've decided to focus on Mark Zupan, particularly the opening shots, the tattoos that symbolise aggression. I'd also need to make reference to the non-diegetic sound, which enhances notions of aggression, as well as the low camera angle at which Mark Zupan is shot when he is in the gym, which again constructs him as being dominating and overtly masculine. I would also make reference in my planning to how masculinity is constructed through the fighting, the drinking, the gambling, also the attitudes of the disabled men towards women. Again, this reinforces notions of hegemonic masculinity. It sort of legitimizes their dominant position in society because it constructs women as caregivers or in terms of their sexual objectification. So they're the parameters of my argument. I've addressed all aspects and components of the question, and I've got my insight into the text. So I'm addressing the first two key components of the assessment criteria. My proposition reads as follows. It says, through Murdable's construction of hegemonic masculinity, an audience is positioned to view the athlete's controversial behaviour as legitimising their dominant position in society. Now, you can see in my proposition that I've used that word controversial. I've taken that key word from the question and I've embedded it in my thesis statement. That's really, really important, and it's really important that you take that as a learning point. It really demonstrates to an examiner that I'm answering all aspects and components of the question. And my thesis statement presents an argument. I'm saying that my essay is going to be about the construction of hegemonic masculinity, and that the way in which masculinity is presented in the text is controversial because their treatment of women and their behaviour legitimises their dominant position in society. I then need to use that proposition, that thesis statement, to construct my three body paragraphs. In your WACE exam, you'll be expected to write three long, strong, coherent body paragraphs. So my first body paragraph would be centred around the construction of Mark Zupan's character, his tattoos, his aggressive behaviour, the way in which he is shot, and the way in which non-diegetic sound enhances all of these things. My second body paragraph would then construct masculinity as an overcompensation for their disabilities, and would explore the irony that their injuries were mostly caused by hypermasculine behaviour, apart from one man who contracted an illness at a young age. My third body paragraph would then explore the subordination of women, women as caregivers or women as sexually objectified. All of these three body paragraphs are linked explicitly to the thesis statement, the proposition. So from this point, I've got my proposition, I've got my three body paragraphs, I've got a clear, linear, explicit argument. The next stage is to then begin writing my introduction and to begin planning that particular response. I'm now ready to write.